Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Don't go to bed. It's Friday. I mean, come on. It's the day. It's the one we've all been waiting for. Hello, Friday. It's the Sarah and Vinny Show. Thank you so much for listening. It's lovely to have you here. We love your comments as well. Send a text anytime you want, 800-400-3697. Vinny collects all those and sprinkles them in as we go. This hour, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Feed America. Radio.com is working to feed our families by amplifying grab-and-go meal pickup options for SFUSD and OUSD. Both districts are committed to providing meals for students while buildings are closed. They can't actually go to the school, and we still want to get them some food. So if you have a child in need or you want more information on specific grab-and-go pickup locations and times, head to RadioAlice.com and look under the Feed Our Families tab. I'm going to start with Baby Yoda. God, I love little Baby Yoda.
I never got that far in The Mandalorian to see Baby Yoda.
So you haven't watched one episode? Isn't he revealed at the end of the first episode?
I guess then I didn't finish the first episode.
Oh, damn. Oh, sorry. Oops. Baby Yoda is finally coming back to us, people who made it through the first episode and through the whole season. God, he's adorable. I want a Baby Yoda. Like, if there were really Baby Yodas, like, every family would be like, oh, we're going to get a Baby Yoda.
Yeah, and then the pound would be full of Baby Yodas that people realize they didn't have the time to take care of. And now all these Baby Yodas have been turned out and are
Vinny,
behind.
Baby Yodas are magic. Hello, they have Jedi powers. You're not getting rid of your Baby Yoda.
All right,
I mean, he's
going to
burn your house down before we let you get rid of him. Okay. That thing is cute. And by the way, he'll probably eat all the rats in your yard, too. I don't know. I may be the only person who has rats in their yard. But because Vinny figured out a way to get them out of his yard. But that thing, you know, in the show, he's always like picking up gross things and eating it. It's like, oh, well, there's a good way to get rid of pests. Get a Baby Yoda. God, they're so cute. So it's been so long. Feels like we've waited forever to get a new Baby Yoda, to get this announcement. Mandalorian, that's a Disney Plus original Star Wars series. He's finally coming back October 30th. And so there you go. A new season of The Mandalorian.
All right.
It's a great show. It's cheesy. It is cheesy. I mean, I did very much enjoy it. It's a, you know, set in that Star Wars universe. If you've already got Disney Plus, maybe you've already watched Mandalorian and you're waiting for this. But in the meantime, I actually think your kids would like it too. There is some fighting, but there's not. Well, maybe it's a little much for them. They love Baby Yoda though. Oh my God! And they're just the relationship between the Mandalorian and the Baby Yoda. It's just charming. Of course he's in love with Baby Yoda. Look at him. Those big eyes. Plus he's 50 years old. We call him Baby Yoda, but the thing's 50 years old.
The thing?
You know, the thing. Well, I don't know what a Yoda is. What is that? What's the race of a Yoda? I don't know. Anyway, Mandalorian's great. He's coming back. I don't know what species he is. I just don't know. Mandalorian coming back on October 30th, which is great news.
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question since you just said it all. So isn't Yoda, this is the baby of the Yoda that grows up to be Luke's friend, right?
No. This is just another creature. We call him Baby Yoda because we don't have any other names for the only Yoda type creature we've ever seen was Yoda. So this guy, he's probably got another name. It's probably, you know, Doodly Doo or whatever is really his name.
So they don't name him in the show?
I don't think so. You guys, have you seen this? Oh, Nikki hasn't even watched it.
I haven't even watched it.
I don't know if Baby Yoda has a name. Just Baby Yoda.
I heard he doesn't, but.
So Yoda's not his.
It's not Yoda.
Yoda's not his race or brand of being. Yoda is the guy's name, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So that Yoda might be, you know, a Sasquatch.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Right. Whatever his race is.
Right. Okay. So they'll reveal more, I imagine, this upcoming season about right. this so-called Yoda.
Like, will we find out where character. Yoda's home planet was, you know? Like, yeah, where are all these Yoda people? I don't know how old Yoda was, but I think, you know, in the original Star Wars, but I want to say, you know, the guy was like pushing 1,000 years. And he was a wicked old dude.
Right. I always imagined Yoda, and I didn't put too much thought into it, but I thought mm-hmm. Yoda was like a human being type that aged to look like that.
Oh. Hmm.
Like that was a warping over 1,000 years of what a human would look like, despite the fact that his magic allows him to continue to function and fight. Very spryly, actually.
Oh,
his official name is The Child.
Oh, The Child. Mm-hmm. Just The Child.
They call him The Child, yes. Oh. And he is an infant member of the same unnamed alien species as the Star Wars character Yoda.
Got it.
Oh,
thank you, Bryn.
Way to
get to the bottom of that.
Thank you.
Was some serious research right there. Oh.
Thanks to the Google.
Le Google. All right. So that's coming back to town, everybody. And the internet's going off. Everyone's very excited. When did that first Mandalorian come out? Was it well over a year ago? I feel like it was
kind of recent. When Disney Plus launched. That was one of the hooks.
Right. So I don't feel like we've waited that long. I mean, they're crying about it.
First episode was November 12th, 2019.
So it was like 8 months ago.
Less than a year ago, yeah.
Yeah, 10 months ago. I don't know how long ago.
Almost a year ago.
Yeah. Well, we finally get more, baby.
All right.
Okay. This is a story about Jackie Chan.
Oh, yeah.
Now, look, it's not about him fighting or cool things that he does or what a big superstar
he is. Or singing. He's a singer, right?
Yeah, sure. He is a singer. Yeah. He's a great singer, too. I don't really listen to his music, but I've heard it.
But because he's a great man, he's obviously a great singer.
No, well, he's like an actual, like, legit star as a singer in China.
Mm-hmm. Right. But you don't listen to his music.
I can't understand it, so why would I? Right. You know, I guess.
I feel like you're going to need to pull a little bit of Jackie
Chan. I'll do
Chan
that right
singing.
Now as you tell the story.
Great.
Go ahead.
All right. Sure. Okay, imagine this. Let's say you did, I don't know, like say a builder around here. Say somebody who built the Millennium Tower, say. You did ads for them, Vin. Mm-hmm. You promoted the apartments that were for sale at the Millennium Tower. And they gave you a deal on a pad at the Millennium Tower. And let's pretend the Millennium Tower isn't sinking, too. In this story, it's not about the fact that the thing is sinking. It's that Jackie Chan did some work for a place that built some apartments. Mm-hmm. And he got a great deal on two of them. They're adjacent apartments in a residential compound in the Dongzi Himen district. And Jackie Chan and his family have lived there since 2007. It's about 13,000 square footage of apartments, 6 bedrooms, 3 living areas. Like it's amazing, right? So
this is a trade deal, as they're known in the business, right? So he is trading his whatever work he's done as partial payment for his apartment.
Yes, he did some promotion work for them, and they gave him a deal. He only paid about $5 million for the pair of apartments.
Okay.
Which apparently was a great deal. They are currently valued at $14.6 million. So he got into them for any bottom in 07. So, you know, you'd think they'd appreciate. But he paid about $5 million to get into these things.
You know, I don't know anything about China. I mean, nothing.
Me either.
So I can't tell you. There's no possible way to get any info out of China. So
So the developer is Ujia Real Estate. Okay. And they're like, this is great. We've got Jackie Chan on board. We are selling these things like hotcakes. Everybody wants to live next to Jackie Chan. Here, maybe they'll hear him singing through the walls. It'll sound like this.
Oh, you want to hear that audio?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying ready to get back.
There.
Here you go. By the way, this song is called Okay, I Love You. So I'm sure that's what a lot of this means. I'm not sure if there's a chorus.
I was actually just thinking, it sounds very bright, the tone. I wonder if it's depressing in actual title and subject matter, but no, that's good. It's love.
Sure. Wonderful. Okay, I love you. You've worn me down for years. You kept me locked in your basement. Okay, I love you. Can I go now? Okay, I love you. Oh, yeah. Wow. She's in tears. That is fantastic. Anyway, there's Jackie Chan. So he's in bed with this Ujia Real Estate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it turns out, despite the fact that he paid them $5 million for these two apartments and has lived there for like 13 years, they failed to properly transfer the rights to him. And because they're now in financial trouble, all their stuff's getting auctioned off. And it looks like technically they own these apartments.
Who's they? You mean the company?
Ujia Real Estate.
Okay.
So when they get into some, they failed to transfer the rights to him. And there is a dispute over payments between Ujia and some other developer. And in July, a court ordered the seizure of all their assets and ordered them to be sold. So Jackie Chan, who thought he owned these two apartments, he'd done some promotional work that counted for something. He'd paid $5 million. And they're like, get out. You got to leave.
And
get
you
out
say
of here.
He's been there well over 10 years.
Oh, well over. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When
and
did
he's
you
Jackie
say?
Chan since 2007.
Okay. Yeah. So he's been there a while.
He has. They say, you know, a lot of life happens in 13 years.
Those are his houses.
They are. He's done many things to them. And they're now on the auction block and he's been kicked out.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that, can you imagine?
You know, this is an example. So first of all, I'm correct in making the assumption the government has taken control of those homes. Like you say, the court took them. That's a government business.
Right. They've settling the dispute between these two places, this Ujia has been ordered to, all of their things have been seized in order to pay off whatever they owe to this other company. So Jackie Chan is SOL.
Yeah, I don't think he's got any, he may know people. Who knows? I don't know how that works, really. Nice. Again, I don't know enough about China to speak on it. I do know that often people, what do they call them, expats, they decide to buy in other countries, and not that he is, but you don't have, the rules aren't the same in other places. And I know that I got to hear neat stories when I went to Nicaragua about the guy who started the first surf camp there. He bought the land, he started this business he was going to run, and the government came in and said, nope, you don't own this anymore, get out. And he was chased off the land. And that was that.
Yeah, because what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's the point. So what is Jackie Chan going to do? I mean, he can explain his story and he can say, I did work and this is how that happened. But
right.
It's likely that they don't hear him.
Well, right. If they failed to transfer the ownership, what he can do is pay $10 million. I mean, the auction starts at starting price of $10.5 million. So he could bid that and hope nobody outbids him. And now he's into the place for $15 million, which is about what it's worth. But he still has to come up with, maybe he'll be like, you know what, fine. I forfeit the $5 million and or maybe he brings his own claim against Ujia. I don't know. But it's, what an effing mess. Can you imagine living someplace for 13 years? You think you own it. It's all yours. You're psyched. What a delight these two apartments are. 13,000 square feet. Who couldn't get comfortable in that? And now, sorry, but those aren't yours anymore.
Right.
You know what his net worth is?
What's his net worth?
$370 million.
Oh, so he can actually just buy these. He might not want to, but...
Yeah, he might just buy somewhere else.
Yeah, he can. I'm sure he'll find... $300 million will...
You know when something bad happens to your thing and you just go, I don't want that. It's ruined. Mm-hmm. It got ruined. Yep. It used to be this neat little joyful thing and now it's... I don't...
You sucked the joy from this and I'm going to go buy a palatial estate elsewhere.
I'll write it off.
He might be able to do that, right? Who knows? I don't know what the rules are over there. Maybe he's just screwed.
Right. They don't exactly they keep their cards. What do they call that? Close to their chest. It's hard to know.
I don't know where the time went, but we are quite out of it. I'm going to just tell you one last thing. I'm sure you saw this. There's a guy from the A's who's now tested positive for coronavirus. Right-hander Daniel Mengden has tested positive. He's quarantined at home at Houston where he received the result. They're saying they pulled up another guy to cover for him, but... And by the way, I think he's also asymptomatic. They're testing these guys regularly in order to continue it. And he doesn't have any symptoms, but he tested positive. So it's out there and it's working hard to destroy sports as we know them.
Well, but the games are still happening. And look, I am shocked. It's almost like the audacity of the NFL to just be in the face of all this, be like, no, we're having a season. What are you talking about? And they've been that way the whole time. And here we are. The season's about to start. We're going to get to see Tom Brady in a
Bucks. Yeah,
like it's crazy. And yet, welcome. I really want it.
Yep.
So it's hard to say anything other than thank you for...
And thank you for testing and thank you for quarantining, Daniel Mengden. And we hope to see you back soon.
Yep.
All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, I have so much stuff, including the work-life balance when you're working and obviously living from home. Mm. And a bunch more stuff, including barbecue.
Oh.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.